The number of African-American baseball players has fallen dramatically in recent years. About 1 in 10 Major League Baseball players are African-American, which is half the percentage of a decade ago. But commentator Frank DeFord says he's not alarmed.
Apart from the fact that this probably means that fewer African-American spectators buy seats to baseball games, it's hard for me to appreciate how exactly this harms either baseball or the Republic. There's no suggestion that baseball is discriminating against blacks in any way, and the total minority cohort in the sport remains pretty much constant since so many Hispanics love baseball and are succeeding at it. Asians, too. More black managers and coaches are moving into the ranks. If the best young black athletes care more for other sports, what's the big deal? Why aren't we all upset that so few blacks are entering the country music field? Where's the hue and cry that white American boys aren't in the NBA? What should matter in this country is that kids of whatever races are athletically involved, staying fit. What sport they're playing is incidental. It's difficult to artificially force children into a sport anyway. Tiger Woods' popularity is not added to the black population on the golf tour. In fact, there are fewer African Americans in pro golf now than there were a generation ago, because those older black golfers came into the game as caddies and golf carts have put caddies out of business. The success of first Arthur Ashe and now the Williams sisters hasn't added any coattails for blacks in tennis. Besides, since African Americans make up about 12.5% of the U.S. population, it's not that large a disparity that the major league rosters are 10% black. In fact, across the board, white, black, Hispanic, and Asian, baseball mirrors our whole population more accurately than other sports. Isn't that something to celebrate? Anyway, as those of us who have noticed that more hockey players come from Saskatchewan than from Jamaica, so much of it has to do with geography, not race. Large numbers of urban black kids have so much easier access to basketball courts than baseball diamonds. Some people in baseball love to flagellate the sport that somehow it was asleep at the switch while basketball and football cleverly stole African-American boys away. I doubt that seriously. This generation of black kids just like the other sports more. Hip-hop appeals more than jazz. You don't dictate taste, especially to kids. And never mind race. Take a look at where baseball drafts its players from. It skewers heavy Sun Belt. Children growing up in the northern part of the United States can't get outside to really play baseball comfortably till late in the spring, while southern boys are pitching and hitting in the wintertime. American sport is school sport. Schools are out in the summer. Baseball isn't becoming a game played by whites so much as it a game played by Southerners. And until global warming takes hold, there isn't much anybody can do about that, I don't suppose. And of course, as the former president of the Texas Rangers has told us, there is no global warming. So I wouldn't expect any changes in the baseball demographic. And I wouldn't worry about it either.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.